Glory to Jesus Christ. Continuing with the teaching of St. Paisios Volochkovsky, today I would like to talk about the second enemy that we have to wage war against in our spiritual life. St. Paisios teaches that if we want to advance in our spiritual life, then we must wage war against our own flesh. This is not a new thing. Many holy teachers on spiritual life teach the very same thing. If we want to vanquish the body and the second fortress of its powers, we must restrain ourselves from much pleasurable foods and intemperate drinking. Then by fasting we will slay the desire for sin and mortify the lust desires of the flesh. And likewise the other passions also, or sin arousing provocations. Slothfulness we will destroy by wakefulness. The desire for fornication by self-restraint of purity. As St. Paisios reminds us that we are soldiers of Christ and that we have weapons in our hands to fight against the passions. So we should use the bow and arrow to fight against the passions. It is with these arrows that the body wages war against the soul, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And thus they oppose one another. Our very body is partially an enemy for us because with its desire for sin, it battles against the soul. But it is also our friend and it assists the soul in what is good. With our body, with God's help, and only with God's help, we can fast, pour out tears, make prostrations, and give alms. We cannot do this without the body, with the naked soul. St. Paisios says that our body protects the soul from pride, for the soul, being the image of God, is of a very lofty nature, and on this account it can be exalted with pride. But if it looks to the body, then it humbles its high-mightedness and understands that man is dung and dust. For the very reason St. Gregory Palamas spoke of being harnessed together and being estranged, of a merciful enemy and a treacherous friend. If we look to this world below, to the body, then man is temporal, mortal, and inheritor of fire and darkness. But again, if we look with the mind's eye, with our news, to the world above, then man is great, eternal, immortal, and the heir of heavenly light. As a servants of Christ, let us not be captives of the world below, of the body and death, but rather we must persevere for the world above and immortality's realm, that we may appear also to be inheritors of its light. Glory to Jesus Christ.